We think that the work that the state has done on the ESSA plan has a lot of potential to advance equity.
Ian Rosenblum is Executive Director of Education Trust New York. U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos approved the state's ESSA plan, saying New York met the requirements of the law and she was happy to approve it. Rosenblum tells WBFO News ESSA calls for school accountability and student success. He compares it to Governor Cuomo's proposed education funding plan.
ESSA provides transparency for the first time on these school-level funding gaps. The governor's proposal goes a step further and requires action. And specifically, it says that the largest school districts in the state have to submit how they plan to allocate their funds for approval from one school district to another. And the data that that draws on is for the first time ever per pupil funding at the school level.
Huge disparities remain in school districts divided by economic and racial lines. Often schools in the same district are not receiving the funding they need. The governor is proposing a 3% increase in school aid, with the poorest districts getting the funding they need. Rosenblum says the governor is referring to it as trickle-down education.
We'll not only be able to see where those gaps exist, but hopefully require districts to take steps to close those inequities. We need to follow the money to make sure that the students with the greatest needs receive the most resources.
New York's ESSA plan also calls for improving chronic absenteeism, a major concern in a district like Buffalo, and to make improvements for college and career ready. The State Education Department says ESSA is expected to be implemented by this spring. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.